We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, fine. R. Kelly posted bail. Bye. Can't wait till you're back in jail again.
Yeah, yes. Bitch.
Jerk.
That only means you're out for a little bit, by the way, R. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Enjoy your last few days to abuse women.
Uh-huh.
Because he's probably still got women at his house that are being abused. Yeah. Let's be real. I doubt they've left.
Yeah.
Not allowed to be around women under 18, but we'll see how that goes.
So, yeah, he posted bail yesterday, but that's not even what I was going to tell you. Guess who dethroned Selena Gomez as the most followed person on Instagram? Selena Gomez has been the most followed forever, like a long time.
Right.
And she is no longer the most followed. Not surprising. She's not even in the spotlight right now. And there's nothing to follow. Nor do I know why people found her so fascinating to the point where she had to be the most followed.
Well,
I get a Cardi B thing.
She was all up on Justin Bieber for a while, which has made her.
So you're saying people followed her because of Justin?
Well, there's that. She was in all the Disney Channel stuff as well. She had a huge following on the Disney Channel. So there was a lot of fascination around Selena Gomez. But who dethroned her?
Any guesses?
One of the Kardashians?
You just said Cardi B, so
wasn't Cardi B, and it was not a Kardashian, but it was somebody we play on Kiss all the time.
Ariana Grande?
Ding.
Nice.
So there you go, Ariana Grande.
That's the only other female that it could be.
I wouldn't even have thought of her. That's what's funny.
I would not have.
I don't follow. Some of these people bore the hell out of me. It's like, I want the Cardi Bs who are going off on people.
Yeah.
Ariana's like, if I didn't watch her in her kids' shows,
true.
Other than her music and stuff.
Sam and Cat? You never watched Sam and Cat?
No.
I'm too old.
I was too.
If it was my age range,
It was right after the Hannah Montana wave.
Yeah.
Had Sam and Cat come through.
Right. I was like 25. Yeah. I wasn't watching Sam and Cat, okay?
You were on to Teen Mom and
Laguna
Beach.
And she was 15. That's what's crazy. She was 15. I was 25.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm 35. Well, shut up. I'm 35. Shut up.
She's 35.
And she's 25.
I start calling you my wife, giving you fake age all the time.
Yeah, but the difference is I tell the truth.
I know.
I'm 39. I'll be 40 in a few months. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn.
I don't know how old my wife is. I still don't know.
You're such a liar.
Still don't know. I don't. I have to look up her birth certificate.
How many followers does she have? Do we have the numbers?
I don't know.
Millions.
185 million.
Who cares when you're the most?
Probably.
Does it matter at that point? It's like winning the gold at the Olympics and then being like, well, how much faster was the time? Who the hell cares?
Two-tenths of a second.
I won, okay?
When you're the champ, you're the champ.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Ariana.
She made it to the top, Ariana Grande.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Do you have good news to start the day, Allie?
My good news, this thing on my eye is not gone. I know that's not good news.
No.
But I think the good news is I'm going to have to go back to the doctor today. I don't know what the hell this thing is. What is this thing?
Does it still hurt?
Does it ever hurt?
It's never hurt.
Has it gotten less? Because it was like a hard thing. Has it gotten any different from what it was?
No, just a hard bump on my eye.
Didn't they give you a cream or an ointment or something to put on it?
Yeah, but I didn't use it. I didn't have anything that needed an antibiotic, so I didn't use the antibiotic.
I gave you a cream. You should use it for at least a week, you goof.
Well,
they are doctors. You think they went to school for 8 years?
Why do I need an antibiotic for no infection?
Well, there's something there because it's still there a week later.
Yeah. I would still use it.
All right.
I don't know. Use the cream, Allison. Use the medicine.
It's like my doctor said when I got the clap one time. You got to use the cream, okay? Use the cream.
Okay.
Use the medicine.
Sure.
My good news is that the cop knocked on my door this morning at 4:30 and it wasn't for me. Thank God.
What'd your wife do?
She wasn't home.
Oh,
it was
God.
The strangest thing. I go outside, I open my garage doors, and I start my car like I normally do because it's freezing.
Yeah.
Then I go inside and I go on the internet on my phone for a couple minutes while I wait for the car to warm up. And that's when I hear a knock on the door. It's a cop, Franklin PD. And he's like, just wanted to make sure you're starting your car in your garage. That's you that's doing that. And I go, well, yeah, who else would it be? He goes, just checking to make sure everything's all right.
But get a life.
All right.
Get a life.
That's how busy things are in Franklin at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning.
Can you move some of those cops to Milwaukee? My God. You're parked in your driveway with a car running in a quiet, no crime street in Franklin. And the guy's, are you okay?
Yeah. It's very strange.
So weird.
I mean, thank you for checking,
I guess.
Well,
don't say you don't pay your taxes for nothing.
Right?
You pay for that. You pay for security.
I pay for guys to walk up and down and patrol our street. I do know there's a judge that lives on our street, like a Milwaukee County judge. And
so, they get more than everyone else?
Well, she has had threats to her because of a couple cases, so they've had cops patrolling the area. But that was a couple of years ago. I don't know if that's still a thing or not. Because she had tried some cases.
Well, that would make more sense why a cop was in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wondering why your car
was
running.
I don't know. Are there still credible threats? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Everything's okay. Nobody died.
Your car is safe. Your house is safe. You're safe.
Thank you, Franklin PD. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I was in bed asleep by 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Got a full night's sleep. I'm feeling good, baby.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good news.
Yes.
All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We were just talking about this place, Fun World in Brookfield. Where, Allie, you didn't live in Brookfield until, 2012?
Yeah, and I don't remember this place.
So it closed in 2010. It's this huge, giant, it was an indoor amusement park back behind...
Across from Aldi. It's by the Melting Pot. It's not far from the Corners. Mm-hmm. It's one stoplight down from the Corners on Blue Mound.
Yes. You'll know it if you see it, because it's got this giant enclosure. It used to have an indoor Ferris wheel, like a 45-foot tall...
What?
...indoor Ferris wheel, and it was like an indoor mini golf place, so it's been vacant for so long. I've always wondered what the hell they're going to put in there. They're putting some sort of a soccer store in there.
It's right by Abley, the ice skating rink.
Yeah. See, if you remember this place at all, 71037, you can always text. If you remember Fun World in Brookfield.
So they're putting
at all. They're putting like a soccer store in there. It's like a big soccer place where you can go and buy soccer things, I guess, for kids that are soccer balls, soccer equipment.
All of the accoutrements.
Right. I don't know how you can stock a whole... I guess if you can have a store that sells just golf stuff, you can have a store that has... just soccer stuff.
Yeah.
Do your kids do soccer?
We did, and that didn't go well.
One
do you
season
remember?
Done?
I pulled him off the... No, two. I pulled him off the team, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a hot mess.
That's right.
Oh, your kid the athlete.
I'm traumatized from some of these things, trust me.
Yeah. If you remember this place, I'd love to know if you ever went there to Fun World back in the day. 71037, but it's supposed to be opening later this year. They're not sure if they'll open other locations, but if you're looking for soccer stuff, you can go buy it at the old Fun World when it opens up.
I can only imagine what kids' birthday parties were like back in the day. Oh, we're going to Fun World for your birthday. I want to ride the Ferris wheel. No, I want to ride the Ferris wheel. Shut up. You'll do it. Ride what you want.
Have you been to Stonefire in some of these places? They have a freaking... They have rides inside of these places. These kids are fine nowadays.
They've got plenty of places to go.
What a time to be alive. Right? What a time.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah, Chicago's not getting a lack of attention right now. I'll tell you that much. Between R. Kelly and Jussie Smollett. The police are very busy there.
Seriously.
Let me tell ya. So first of all, R. Kelly is out of jail. He posted bail, but he also pled not guilty.
Come on.
There's two videotapes, you dumb.
Yeah.
Of you having sex with 14-year-olds. Ugh. I don't see this going well for you. But hey, you know what? It doesn't matter. He's going anyway hopefully for the rest of his life, because he's already got 10 sex charges. Imagine how many are going to pile up. This is going to be like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Where women are going to be less and less afraid as the longer he's, you know, essentially this is going on and you realize he's going to go to jail.
Yeah,
nobody can hurt you.
No.
I think they should also go after the people around him, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which the FBI has. They're going after the people that are threatening people that, you know, are in R. Kelly's circle.
Mm-hmm. From that movie, you could tell so many people were silent about it during the day when it was going on. Managers like, I never asked how old the girls were.
Wow. Domestic violence makes you silent anyway.
Yeah.
Sexual assault makes you silent. Put those together,
systematic,
and you're literally just scared. I mean, that's how you have a girl on a videotape saying she's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delusion. You know, it's sad. So R. Kelly out of prison for now, but he'll be back, and they'll do everything. They had set the bond at $1 million. He couldn't afford it, and I guess he found a way to pull it together. douche. But he turned in his passport, and the lawyer said, R. Kelly doesn't even like to travel. He's not going anywhere. And they were like, too bad, give us your passport.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't like He's not going anywhere. We'll just keep
but
his passport here.
But they said he hates traveling. He hates getting on planes. He's never really... He doesn't travel much.
Did he say something? Despite the popularity of my client's song, he doesn't like to fly. Referring to, I believe I can fly.
And I go, really?
It was a joke you don't make during a trial, essentially a case where he's sleeping with 14. It wasn't funny.
That's not a time to make a joke about your client.
No.
You don't make any kind of joke around a case like that. Christ. And then that's how R. Kelly got off for years, was people making jokes like that.
Oh, it's funny.
And people not taking it seriously. It's not funny to someone who's the victim. But and then meanwhile, Jussie Smollett, the cops are doubling down saying, we have tons of evidence saying that Jussie staged this. He needs to stop. One of the cops, the superintendent, you know, that he's the Eddie Johnson, the guy that did the first press conference. Yeah. He was on TV yesterday saying, there's so many pieces of evidence.
They're not going to let that all out at the first press conference.
Jussie Smollett needs to just stop and own up to what he did. Because he's like, we have way more we didn't even share with
people. Come on, man.
I'm like, this is awkward.
On The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, he had his staff make a Jussie Smollett Lifetime movie. And in it, he has the guy that's playing Jussie Smollett shows up and he goes, I got a hate letter. And he holds it up and it says, I'm going to kill me.
Oh, oh, geez.
You gotta watch it. It's pretty funny.
Well,
pretty
the brothers funny. Told the police the check was for that, and then they got on the stand and said they weren't sure what the check was for.
Oh.
I think when they got on the stand, they had to literally... I think it was one of those, we know what this is for. I'm gonna give you this... Even though it's...
A wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You know what to do.
And it's even though I'm giving you $3,500 for a nutrition plan, which what a hell of a check to write to a trainer,
man,
right?
Man, seriously.
Yeah, so it sounds like when they got on the stand, they couldn't... They didn't want to lie, but they couldn't necessarily say yes or no. But the police guy said, they told us the check was for the attack.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm sitting here with my tea and my popcorn
Jussie
watching
Smollett.
It happen.
Yep. And R. Kelly, goodbye.
And R. Kelly, yep, pairs of douches.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I had a conversation with my grandma yesterday who always likes to stroll down memory lane.
Oh, it's the best.
That's all my grandma loves to do.
Chats with grandparents are the best just because of that.
You probably don't have anything else to talk about.
No, nothing else.
You don't do anything all day.
She sits at home, does
it's
nothing.
Gotta be boring.
So she called and she goes, oh, I'm just making your grandpa some gravy on bread. And I go, gravy on bread? That sounds familiar. She goes, you used to eat it all the time when you were little.
Aww.
When I was a kid, she would pour regular brown gravy on top of just plain white bread, and I would eat it like it was going out of style.
So we did
a
at
whole
my grandma's.
Plate.
It's a Midwest.
Did you do that?
It's got to be a Midwest thing.
Is it a Midwest thing?
Or
you did
it's an
that
Illinois,
too?
Indiana thing. Because my grandma always made homemade gravy, and we had it with bread, and that was
really?
Like a, that was a thing. Yeah, but that was like small town, Midwest, middle America. And I mean small town, Gibbons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some small town Midwest stuff right there.
Yeah, this was Lowell, Indiana, population 75, maybe.
Yeah, because I've never heard of such a thing.
My grandma's town was like 1,000 people. Right. I'm telling you.
But I was wondering, did you used to eat random crap like this when you were little? I know we had all the things like fruit by the foots and snack, you know, shark bites and all
Hudson
that stuff.
Last night, we didn't have that when I was. We didn't have fruit by the foot when I was a kid. It was a fruit roll up, and that was it.
They must have just been starting it. Whatever,
I never
before
had fruit
you started.
By the foot. Oh, I actually told the foot. Them that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But stuff that like you would make when you were a kid, because when you're a kid, you get in, you know, kind of a little ingenuity going. Sorry, that's my computer. You get a little ingenuity going on. Like I would take. I would take spaghetti and I would put American cheese on it.
Ooh.
And I would melt my own cheese and make my own spaghetti cheese version.
This guy,
that
don't
my
be
grandma
stupid,
would teach
you
me
moron.
To do.
You put Parmesan on spaghetti.
Parmesan?
You don't put cheddar on spaghetti.
But you gotta, well, it wasn't cheddar, it was American.
You gotta deal with what you got.
American cheddar.
I had American
yellow
cheese.
Yellow cheese doesn't go on spaghetti.
I did, and it was delicious when I was a kid.
Oh, dude, I still do it to this day. When we were kids, in like third grade it started, pizza... And mustard, and
pizza
I still,
and mustard?
I still to this That's day, nasty. the right kind of pizza, I will put mustard on. It's still delicious.
I've heard of mustard instead of sauce, which sounds horrifying.
Oh, that sounds terrible! No, you got to get them both.
71037. You can always text. Did you eat tomato sandwiches? Was that another thing you did when you were a Midwest thing? Allie?
Never ate a tomato sandwich.
No,
I got bacon and mayonnaise and lettuce on it.
Dude, tomato sandwiches.
It's called a BLT.
In Jersey with Jersey tomatoes, the greatest tomatoes of all time. Oh, tomato sandwiches were the best.
I'm talking just tomato on bread with butter and Miracle Whip.
Yeah,
butter.
Absolutely. No,
no
butter. No butter.
Butter.
No.
I would just do mayo then.
Yeah, but we would butter the bread, butter the toast.
The butter's a waste of a... It's like when my grandma would put butter and then jelly on the bread.
Right.
It's like a waste of a layer.
But you're not counting calories when you're 12 right. years old. Because right. your metabolism is through the
good,
roof.
Though.
It is.
Amen.
Absolutely. I don't know. Did we get somebody to call on 799-1037? Good morning, Kiss FM.
Hi.
Hey, the random crap calling... you ate. Yeah, the crap you ate when you were a kid. What was it?
Well, this is more my dad, which then carried over to me. He used to eat, and Ellie was saying, like, Indiana, small town Indiana. He is from a very small town in Indiana.
Yeah.
And he used to eat either navy beans on white bread or gravy on white bread.
What are navy beans?
Like the are those the dark beans?
They are disgusting.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google them. I'm glad I don't know what they are if you say that.
No, it's like they're like canned like white beans or like in kind of like a thick gravy. Like, no, it's nasty.
Oh,
my dad used to make it.
Oh.
And like with a whole stick of butter, a whole can of beans, and like
kidney beans.
Slices
they're white.
Of bread. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
I've had them in chili, but not just on bread. Oh, my goodness. But I guess it's kind of like the gravy on bread thing.
Hold on. Isn't this what you put in, like, ham and,
Probably, yeah.
What's the ham and beans?
Like, yes,
is this what it is. Why are you
Hold
eating
on.
That
with
pork and beans.
A whole stick of butter?
Girl, I don't know, but I like pork and beans, ham and beans, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And I like these beans. So, you know what? I've got to do a full circle now on you. I'm sorry, girlfriend.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
the beans on bread.
The other thing
you
that's
too.
Really good that you wouldn't think is pea soup. You would
pea
think
soup?
It's disgusting, and I hate peas.
I'm
pea
with
soup
you on that.
Is so good. It's got ham, fat like
really?
Ham in it. Oh
100%
my God.
With you on pea soup.
You'd be shocked.
I wouldn't think pea soup
no,
was good either, but then I tried it.
Disgusting.
Like good pea soup.
My ex-mother-in-law forced me to eat it, and it's the bomb.
Toast
was your life.
Somebody texted at 71037, cold beefaroni out of the can. Yes. And toast with butter, sugar, and cinnamon.
Yes.
I used to do that too.
Oh, so good.
Well, that's cinnamon toast.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
What we made as a kid. That was how
cinnamon
you made
toast.
It. You didn't have cinnamon toast sticks from Eggo.
Nope.
You had to literally make cinnamon toast in the oven, and I had to use the broiler. We had to broil it, not bake it.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to make the cinnamon toast like 2 weeks ago, and the top of the cinnamon came off. I dumped an entire thing of cinnamon on the bread. True story.
Oh,
it was tragic. It was
too
tragic.
Much cinnamon. Too much cinnamon is way too much. Then one more call, 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM.
Hey.
Laura? Hey, the stuff you used to eat when you were a kid, what is it?
Okay, so I was a weird one. I would eat frozen fish sticks and raw hot dogs when I was little.
What? Frozen? I love raw hot dogs. A lot of people eat hot dogs raw. That's not weird. But the frozen fish stick thing is bizarre. Eating a raw hot dog is like eating a slice of bologna to me.
True. Yeah.
It's like the same damn thing.
Wouldn't eating a frozen fish stick be like crunchy, like hurt your teeth almost?
I just kind of like gnawed on it until it would like break off,
you know what?
I guess.
I bet I know why you did this. My son does this when he wants food and he can't find any. He'll steal stuff out of the freezer and try to eat it, even though it's frozen. And it doesn't work.
Know how to cook it.
And then he throws them in the trash.
Yeah.
So you probably were like fending for yourself when you were a kid, thinking, I'll eat this.
No time. It'll cook in my stomach. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
That's what
Hudson
does.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. It's a fun trip down memory lane.
Hell yeah.
Frozen fish sticks, though.
Gross.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Milwaukee police solved 4 homicides in 1 week. 4 of them. A couple of them were cold cases. I didn't realize
they're
there were
cold cases.
A couple of them were,
I was
going to
say, if people get shot every day, let's say, are they solving those every day? Because that would be like 7 in a week. Cold cases is a whole other story.
Yes,
dude.
Like one of these that happened almost 16 years ago from a case where they found from a hat that was left in a car that tested for DNA and were able to get this guy.
Do you know the story of these people? Like, I want to know some of these people. Like, who are the cold cases?
The story behind this one that just came out not too long ago is it was a guy that was shot like 16 years ago, and apparently they didn't have it. It was unsolved, so it went cold for a while. Come to find out that one of the guys that shot him was wearing a hat that somebody was able to identify. That hat was in a car that they had laid later seized.
Whoa.
They tested the DNA on the hat. It matched the guy. Well, now the guy that they charged with the kid, they can charge with the murder, is already doing time for another crime that he committed down in Iowa. So.
At least he's in jail.
Yes.
So he couldn't hurt anyone else in
the
meantime.
The other two, there was another murder that they solved from a guy that was also in prison, but then a couple other ones that they solved from up to 6 months ago. It's these couple new detectives that have started out, and they're just working really well together. One of them was a sister who was very persistent because she knew who killed him. She was like, she kept calling and giving updates and evidence and tips.
You see that on those crime shows. Like, I'll watch those, and you'll see that, like, when they resolve a cold case.
Yeah.
The detectives will say, this family wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah.
So finally, I just went and solved it.
Persistence.
The first one I talked about with the guy with the DNA and the hat, he said the sister had been calling him for like 16 years. She just kept calling and calling.
Never give up hope.
She never gave up. And that was the point of the whole story that they were telling people, because there's still almost 800 unsolved homicides since 1990, the day back with Milwaukee Ballistic.
Crazy.
Yeah. 793 homicides dating back to 1990.
Good Lord.
But they're still working on solving. And this girl was 11 when her brother got killed.
Yeah.
Oof.
Damn!
Crazy, never right? give up, though. Never give
never
up.
Give
she
up.
Was 11, and now she's an adult, and she's still calling them. Wow.
Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl?
Hey.
Whoa.
That's my Bradley Cooper from A Star Is Born. Hey, girl.
Is that what he sounds like in the movie?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, he sounds much better than I do, my impression of him, obviously, but...
Yeah.
You know. This one happened at a Walmart. Ooh, in the vision section.
Ooh la la.
The Walmart optometry section. Walmart on Paradise Drive in West Bend. Who knows if you'll actually read this? She says, it's a girl. I doubt it, but I guess it's worth a try. I was out shopping in the afternoon, and I stopped at Walmart to get a few things, and I kept noticing you. Noticing me. I'm the cute, short, blonde female wearing yoga pants / sweater / boots. Sounds basic to me.
A little bit.
You and like every other woman in America right now that wears boots and yoga pants.
You are the guy wearing jeans and a hoodie who kept looking right at me whenever we crossed paths. After I got done getting my glasses, I looked for you and you were gone. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? HMU and let's talk. Hit me up. Very interested in getting to know you. Winky face emoji.
Ooh la la.
Who knew that women would write misconnections?
You
think it's real?
It's got a healthy self-esteem.
Yeah.
I think it's real, and I think it's safe to say they were eyeing each other up. In the optometry section. I'll see myself out.
Wait for Dad Joke Friday, please. It's a misconnection on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
You ever have a fun Saturday night plan that just kind of goes to hell really quickly?
No.
Well, that's what happened to me over the weekend. And it's all Wisconsin's fault, right?
Careful throwing mud on the state.
Oh, no, this is all going to make sense to everybody but me.
Okay.
So me and my girlfriend go out to dinner Saturday night with my friends Gavin and Kelly. Now, they're not from here. They live in Tulsa. I met them in Seattle. Long story.
I thought he was going to say, dude, did you just pick up? They're not from here. They live in Tulsa. I about died, dude.
They're transplants like me. They didn't grow up here.
I thought you were going to say, they live in Tulsa.
Did sound like you said they don't live here. They're from Grafton, but
so they're like, we've never been out in West Allis. I was like, well, we live in West Allis. Let's give you the West Allis experience, right?
Sure.
So we start off at Tompkins for some wings because I love me some famous chicken, right?
Hell yeah.
We go there, and the plan originally was just to bop around and do a little bar crawl, right? So I step out to go to the restroom real quick, and when I come back to the table, my friends and my girlfriend have made a new plan. They said, "Yo, why don't we go bowling?" That's a really Wisconsin thing to do on a Saturday. We want to go bowling. Let's do some bowling.
Bowling on a Saturday night?
I go.
It's very West Allis of you.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I go, sure. We'll go bowling. So we go to the AMF on 76 in Oklahoma, right?
Can I ask what time?
This is 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8
Given,
o'clock
on a
Saturday night.
That's where I was in
a
bowling league for years. 76 in Oklahoma.
Oh, nice.
Bro. Yep.
What's your high score, by the way? Do you remember?
It got good because we had like a professional bowler teaching us.
Really?
Nice. I learned a lot. I got my own ball and everything.
Did you crack 200?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good really? But not like not like regularly or anything.
Right.
I don't think I've ever cracked 100 in my life.
Oh, so you decide to go bowling randomly on a Saturday night?
Yeah, but we see a line out the door for people trying to get into this bowling alley prime time on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I bop in and they're like, yeah, it's going to be a 2-hour wait for a lane. All right, well, we're not doing this one. Let's go to a new place. So we go to Classic Lanes, right?
Yeah.
We walk
27th,
in there.
Yeah.
I see no line outside. I'm like, all right. We're in. Walk inside. Guess what? On Saturday night, it's league night, apparently. No lanes open.
Yeah. Nope.
2-hour wait. I'm like, all right, we've been to two well-established places. They're packed as hell. This ain't working out. Let's go to a new place. So I remember, round one, that new place at the South Ridge Mall.
Yeah.
They've got bowling.
Yeah.
They've got games.
Sure.
They've got fun. Let's go there. So we walk in. There's two lines. One is super duper long.
Uh-huh.
One is not super duper long. It turns out we need to go in the super short line. I'm like, yes, we're in. We're good to go. So I walk up. I'm all confident. Hey, we'd like a lane, please. And the lady goes, can I have your name? And I'm like, yes, we're in. So I give my name, and then she hands me a pager. And I'm like, what lane are we on? And she goes, yeah, there's a two-hour wait for bowling here as well.
Dude.
I still can't believe you went to three places before you didn't even give it up yet for bowling.
Dude, we really wanted to bowl, but by the third place, I said, screw it, guys. We're not going bowling tonight.
Yeah.
And this place is so packed, we can't play any games. Let's just grab a beer. So we wound up just grabbing a couple of beers, just hanging out for a little bit. There was no bowling. There was a little bit of game playing.
Yeah, you got to make plans for that stuff, especially like Kaz's mini bowling, like that one, that fast too.
That got recommended as well.
The mini bowling?
I just don't think about bowling unless I'm with my kids. That's the problem.
Right,
like,
dude.
You know what I mean? Like, on the weekend, I'm like, we're going to rage. We're going bowling.
We were planning on raging at that damn bowling alley. And when we finally go, we are going to rage so hard against the machine, against society.
And
we might burn it down.
You just got to plan ahead, dude.
Yeah, we got to call and make reservations 6 hours in advance on
Saturday
night.
There's got to be plenty of bowling alleys that have openings. They're just, you're in all the areas where bowling is like the hottest problem.
I'm like, what?
Can't blame Wisconsin. You played yourself. You can't just go up and walk into a bowling alley on Saturday night
in Milwaukee. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah,
if you want to bowl, plan ahead, bro.
Way ahead, man.
Man, I was shocked.
Make your reservations, dude.
I'm telling you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Right now it's time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no.
Do you
no.
have a Hell to the No? 799-1037.
I volunteered at Hudson School yesterday.
Oh.
That's not the Hell to the No. They're 4K, so maybe it was.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're cute and they're funny.
Yeah.
I walked in, they go, what should they call you? I go, just call me Hudson's mommy, because that's what you're going to call me anyway.
Uh-huh.
I can say call me Allie all day long.
Uh-huh.
So it would be like, hey, Allie, the kids love to call you by your first name.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh, maybe not. Hell to the no.
Put some respect on the name.
So damn cute.
That's right.
Put some respect on the name.
What about when you're pumping gas with your gloves and you forget that you're wearing your gloves? Then you get gas on your gloves and it soaks in the gloves? And you ruin the gloves? I like those gloves too.
Well, you wash them. But I normally am happy when I get gas on my hands and I have gloves on, because then I can just take the gloves off and go wash the gloves.
I had some similar gloves on. They weren't like the real thick gloves. They were like the material gloves. And then I got gas from our snowblower on it, and I left it on there, and they still stink.
Yeah.
They still smell. They dried, but they still stink.
Yeah, I have to wash. You're such dudes. Wash it. Dude, I have to wash my stuff all the time when they smell like gas from the snowblower.
And we think it's stuck. We think they're ruined.
So it's over. That's the end.
Put it in the damn wash.
Yeah. It's for the birds.
Hell no.
Man, my gloves reek like gas. Did you wash them? No.
I'm not going to wash them.
The
then I got to wash them. Then I got to dry them. It's too much work.
Oh, my God.
You can call 799-1037 or text to 71037. Somebody texted and said, when a car won't let you merge on the freeway, so you have to force yourself in, that's a hell to the no.
Oof.
For sure. 71037, you can text him or you can call 799-1037. Hell to the no.
Hell no.
We take your calls to 414-799-1037, or you can always text us to 71037. Like, when the man cold hits your house, hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
It's true.
They throwing a fit about how horrible they are. Me and my girlfriend just had a lunch laughing at men and how weak they are when they're sick.
We're the worst,
hey, man.
Absolutely.
We're the worst. Big babies.
Mm-hmm.
Will you bring me soup, please?
And then she's like,
no, she brings it, and then she goes and has lunch with her girlfriends and laughs at you. That's what happens.
When you walk out to your cat in the morning and realize, or your car in the morning, excuse me. Jeez, that was a typo. When you walk out to your car in the morning and realize someone hit your mirror and it's fallen off.
Oh,
that would make me angry.
But they were kind enough to put it on your windshield wiper and leave.
Oh my God.
They didn't leave a note.
No, they left the side mirror on the windshield, though.
People are terrible.
Fingerprint that ish.
Seriously,
yeah, right?
That's what I would do.
When you go outside to do errands and your hair freezes, hell to the no.
Oh my God.
Someone tell it to my children and why I make them wear a hat when we leave the pool every day. I'm like, put a hat on. Why? Oh, your hair is wet and it's 0 degrees.
Come on, man.
God.
Another text is 71037. When you're up all night with a crying baby and your husband wakes up from a night of snoring to say how tired he is.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. No, you see, you're going to take me back to an angry place. You're going to take me back to the baby
back
stage.
Back to an angry place.
Well, that was when that made me angry. Now you right. just make me angry, Rick. But
yeah.
then, take me back to the baby stage. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
My 3-year-old woke up at 4 a.m. today. My husband got up to take care of her, and I tried to go back to sleep. Then my 1-year-old woke up 5 minutes later and had to get up to take care of him.
Good times. Who are these dudes?
Come on, what man.
Who are these
have
guys?
Have you met
men in America?
I have, but
do you
why
talk
are there
to women
no...
at all?
I want to meet a good what, man. Long? Aren't there some good dudes out there?
You're
anywhere?
Hysterical.
Anywhere?
Nowhere.
That's pretty funny.
Nowhere.
They're pretty limited.
They're already married, or they're gay. One of the two.
And even the good ones that are married are bored.
There you go.
Oh,
so,
man.
799-1037. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the text. By the way, you're listening for that Shawn Mendes song. It's Treat You Better. Anytime you hear it, it'll play during the 8 o'clock hour. Be caller 10 when it plays. You get to go see Shawn Mendes for free. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 9 wins. Only been beaten one time for season 7. You think of someone famous like, I don't know, Dora the Explorer. You can guess who you're thinking of. 799-1037. We play every morning around the same time. Let's bring Gibbons the Great in the studio. Come on, dude.
Get back in. Me ready to go. You kicked me out and you tell me to come right back in.
Talking to Lauren in Hartford. Lauren, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. You ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Not today. Let me ask you, do you have a man on your mind?
No.
Could this be somebody whose age is more than 20?
Yes.
Does the person on your mind have any children of their own?
No.
Maybe you got a creator of music on your mind?
Sort of.
Are you thinking of somebody from a TV show?
No.
Is it someone that is real, that really exists?
Yes.
Has the person that you're thinking of on your brain ever been in a film before?
Yes.
Is this person of Indian descent?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of somebody that has blonde hair.
Yeah.
Has this person already passed on beyond?
Yes.
Are you thinking of somebody who wears red lipstick?
Yes.
On your mind, maybe you got somebody who has allegedly maybe at some point slept with a former president?
Yes.
And maybe also possibly allegedly slept with their brother?
No.
The president's brother, the senator, oh me, it's a me heard here.
Yes.
Let's be clear on my crystal ball just to make sure you're thinking of the right one. You got some Marilyn Monroe on your mind, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Do you have posters of Marilyn Monroe? I know people that love Marilyn Monroe like have Marilyn Monroe stuff all over their house.
I have a couple of things, but I don't know if my husband would like all that up.
What? Wouldn't he like it?
Yeah.
Is he gay? I don't understand.
No.
Don't put pictures of women around the house, honey.
Hey, pictures of women funny. That aren't her.
Oh,
Lauren.
God, you're so great. Barfy, dude, with your relationship lines,
come
Riggs.
On, man.
I know,
come
right?
On. Just be too much. Too much.
You never Lauren. Check out anyone, Riggs.
Lauren, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
It's 10 wins. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time right here on KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. What the hell did your kid do now?
Dude, all I know is I was on Sunday afternoon. I was with one of my friends and our kids at a play place.
Sure.
And our kids were playing. They're old enough now. They can kind of do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. And we're sitting there talking. And this man walks up and out of nowhere, like mid-30s, he's there with his kids and his wife. And he walks up and he leans over and he leans right into me and he goes, excuse me, ma'am, can I speak to you for a minute? And I'm like,
oh, God.
Oh, God. And I turn and I look at my friend and I'm like, oh, hell. I'm like, what did my kids do now? Like, this guy's coming over to yell at me clearly.
Maybe he was going to compliment you on your parenting skills.
Your sarcasm's not funny, but anyway. So then, because you're going to feel like an ass when I tell you what he actually said.
Oh,
he goes, I just wanted to come over and say, I love your show.
Oh.
So now say sorry, Riggs. I was about to give you a compliment. Said I had to flick you off the air.
You could flip me off on the air, too.
Oh, man.
So it wasn't anything your kids were doing.
No. And I turned to my girlfriend. I said, oh, I can breathe.
Wipes the sweat
and
off your brow.
She's laughing, and he's just standing there. I said, sorry, I need a minute. I really thought you were coming over to tell me that my kid did something to your kid.
Oh,
and
man.
And the fact that you just came over to say you love our show makes me so happy. I was like, I love you. And then I looked at his wife. Just kidding. But thank you.
I love
Never
you.
Never in my life have I been so happy somebody came over to talk to me at a kid feeling place.
It's like when you see the police lights behind you in the rearview mirror, and he goes and pulls around you and pulls someone else over.
He was so nice, and he kept going, big fan,
nice.
Love it. And I was like, thank you.
Were his kids playing with your kids, or was there any interaction?
No.
There was a ton of kids there.
You know what? And the guy probably didn't even see you. He probably just heard you talking. And to you, you're probably having a conversation with your friends, and hears your voice.
That was the thing. The place was so loud on Sunday, and three different listeners came up. One asked if they could take a selfie. I said, of course. And I was like, it's the loudest day we've ever been here, and the most listeners have come up to me today, and they have not heard my voice.
As a wise man once said, when the place is loud, Allie is louder. Hello, you gotta speak up. You gotta be heard.
That's awesome. Get your kids. Yeah, it's good. We got dudes to listen to.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dudes and women all.
Of course. Oh, the guy was funny. Awesome. So thanks to the dude that came. I don't know if he's listening, but he came up and scared the Jesus out of me.
What'd my kid do? Oh, you
literally.
Love us, okay.
Can I speak to you for a moment, ma'am? Oh, God. That's the last thing you want at a kid's play place. Is another parent walking up to you. Can
ask
I speak
if can
to
speak
you
to
for
you,
a
yeah.
minute?
Ugh.
Hell no. What?
There you go. You maintain your world's okayest mom status.
Yeah.
Like that.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM.
What day is it?
It is Tuesday.
I have to think about what day it is and what I have to do tonight. Like, parents, you have to go, what activities do we have tonight?
What's on the calendar
it's 5
today.
O'clock. Okay.
It's Tuesday, so it's hockey day.
Damn. That's literally how I've been. What do I have to do during the snow?
Your Girl Scouts have to go out and sell some cookies later today. Is that
Hell
what's
yeah.
going on today?
Uh-huh.
So this is happening in Greenville, South Carolina, which is a little bit warmer than here, but still can get a little chilly.
Yeah, everywhere can get chilly this year. My God, it's crazy.
Two little girls are outside a store selling Girl Scout cookies,
mm-hmm.
like Girl Scouts are wont to do around this time of year.
And you can look online on the Girl Scouts of Southeastern Wisconsin page. They post where they're, like, or you can look and see where
really?
which grocery stores they're going to be at. I just looked the other day.
The cookie finder. Yeah.
Doom,
yeah.
Doom, uh-huh. doom.
Amazing.
So this guy realizes that these girls are standing outside in the cold, so he walks up and he pays $40 and he buys like 7 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. He was like, I'll take some of these off your hand. Then he goes, drives away, and he realizes these girls are standing outside for he doesn't know how long. He doesn't want to be standing out in the cold, so he doubles back and says, girls, pack up all your cookies. You're done for the day. I'm buying the rest of them.
Whoa.
$540. He buys all of their cookies, buys all of them out.
Damn.
That's nice. And then he should have donated
them. Super nice
guy.
He is going to donate them.
Aww.
Because he himself does not like Girl Scout cookies, which I don't know why. But
what?
He says he's not a big fan of
them. Is this guy a communist?
Right? Come on.
He is a communist.
Is he ever had a Thin Mint? Jeez.
I bought two packages of Girl Scout cookies yesterday. I normally don't, but I did because the girls asked me themselves. They said, excuse me, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And I said, on the way out, I will if you ask me again. And then on my way out, they said, you want to buy some cookies? And I said, you're damn right I do.
Hell yes.
Gave him 10 bucks and I bought 2 boxes.
And
No, I was going to ask how many of those cookies are left because I know when I buy them, they're gone.
Buy them, you ate mine.
I know what I ate.
I was just going to tell you how I actually got Girl Scout cookies this year. They have a new feature. The donate feature. Have you seen this?
No.
It's been on there for a long time. They made it more prevalent this year. When you order Girl Scout cookies, which I've obviously ordered from numerous people because I support.
Yeah.
So I can't eat them because I'm doing keto, which is fine. But you can literally order them now, and you put them in a donate column, and I pay her, and then they all get donated to a food pantry.
Oh, wow.
So when you order, there's a donate part on the Girl Scout cookie, you know, which you would know if you've ordered Gibbons. You would have seen that. Right, Gibbons? You would have seen that.
Yeah, instead
all the cookies.
Instead, I just ate the ones they brought in to give to you, and then I ate those instead, okay?
Hey, free cookies, man.
Amen.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Gibbons?
Yes.
What'd you learn?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie's kids are not always trouble.
Thank you.
She was out for a day with her kids and some friends, and she has some guy come up to her and say, are these your kids? And you immediately thought, oh, crap, what'd they do?
He said, can I speak to you for a moment, ma'am? I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
But your kids weren't trouble.
No.
The guy just loved the show.
He loved the show. He wanted to say, love the show. I swear to God, I thought the guy was coming over to tell me my kid, like, killed his kid. And I was like,
no.
Why would somebody come up to me and say, can I speak to you, please, at a freaking kid's play? And then I was like, oh, I love you.
Yes.
I told the guy he made my day. I said, right? I thought you were going to tell me my kid did something.
When someone throws in a ma'am or a sir, you're like, oh, God, something's wrong.
No, what happened?
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, geez.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, God.
Is this your child? Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs ate something a lot as a kid that I eat a lot. And I don't know if it's a Midwestern, like Illinois, Indiana thing, but my grandma always made bread with gravy.
Yes.
And he said that's what he ate as a kid.
Gravy on bread.
Man.
Low carb.
Clearly low carb.
Low sodium, low carb.
And she used to make homemade fried chicken because that's what people did before we had all the processed ready-to-go stuff for us. You know, before you just walk into the store or KFC didn't work then, you know? or you just didn't go to KFC every night of the week like you would now.
Amen.
Your grandma would make homemade fried chicken.
I hear you on the fried chicken front. My grandma's grandma grew up in Kentucky and had a Kentucky recipe that she used. It was amazing. Mm. Amazing fried chicken.
Wait.
What?
A recipe for fried chicken.
Yeah, from Kentucky.
From Kentucky?
Relax. It only had 9 herbs and spices. It didn't have 11.
Okay.
Only 9.
It does go to show, though, that there is parts of the country, the cultures mesh together and people eat the same thing. It's just like how in New Jersey, you're going to find things. You guys eat tons of things we don't eat. Illinois, you know, we eat things that they didn't eat in Wisconsin. And same thing in Wisconsin. They're big about weird stuff that we don't eat anywhere else.
And then Riggs had mentioned tomato sandwiches was something I actually ate back in Jersey. So we've got our differences, and then we're all still the same in some certain aspects.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I learned something from Gibbons today.
Oh, God.
That you cannot. Well, actually, something I already knew, but he figured out. You can't go bowling just on a whim on a Saturday night in Wisconsin.
No, dude.
You can't do that because there's league nights. There's people that have already been there for hours. They have their lanes already. You're going to be in like a 2-hour wait anywhere you go.
Every single place.
And you know what just occurred to me?
What's that?
I've gone bowling on a Saturday night and walked in. You know why? Because he was in the burbs. He should have been downtown at Landmark.
No, I went to Landmark last weekend with my girlfriend, and it was an hour and a half wait there, but we actually waited.
Oh, my God. I've never been in there and seen it busy, ever.
Oh, dude,
it's always dead when I would go in there like drunk at midnight, and I'd be like,
jammed.
Let's bowl, man.
Sure. I'm not even keeping score. I don't even care.
I think you're just doomed, then, because that's weird.
I think you just go
to places, the one nights they're booked.
Right. Let me bowl!
You can catch up with the show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next. Here's Ava Max. It's called Sweet But Psycho.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.